and we'll sign out of Abe's Tikkun Olam Hour. But before that, we've got one more really special guest. I'm so thrilled to invite you all to say good day to Evelyn Flipman. Evelyn, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Abe. I'm well.
Thank you for coming on 87.8 FM. Evelyn, I believe you're involved with a Jewish group that not that many people have heard about. What, it's called JECO, is that right? J-E-C-O?
That's right, yes. It stands for the Jewish Ecological Coalition. And it's basically a Jewish environmental group which aims to do what we can for the environment, but specifically to get Jewish people more involved in it and in doing whatever we can to help the environment.
So hold on a minute. Now, when I call this show Abe's Tikkun Olam Hour, that loosely means Abe's Hour of Improving the Planet. So it sounds like JECO is exactly the vehicle to improve the planet.
That's
it's
right.
Sustainability. What's the Jewish link on ecology? Can you give me a little bit of an understanding there? Is it coming from, is it just the right thing to do? Is it in the Torah? Or why are Jews involved in the environment?
Well, as you say, Tikkun Olam is a big thing for Jewish people, and there are several references in the Tanakh. And we actually have a brochure which is called Shavua Tov, which lists several references in the Torah.
How clever. And of course, Shavua Tov is the classic Hebrew greeting at the end of Shabbat, have a good week. But if you think about that word, have a good week, you'll have a good week if you're living in a sustainable planet. So Shavua Tov is a very appropriate name for the brochure. So what sort of activities does JECO do in the Melbourne Jewish community?
Well, one big thing which we've got coming up is for Mitzvah Day, we're going to have what we're calling a reverse garage sale.
Okay, hold on one second. Mitzvah Day. So I've heard of that. That's that day that was held, I think it was last year in November or 2 years ago now. Could be Mitzvah Day. It's coming up again soon. Well, Mitzvah, of course, is the Hebrew word for a lot of people. It's loosely translated as how to have it, to do a good deed. It's more literally seen as the word commandment, but we use it colloquially to do a good deed, or in Yiddish, to be a mensch. So you're saying that the JECO group are going to be involved as a group in this Have a Good Deed Day, in Mitzvah Day. Is that right?
That's right, yes. And that's happening in 3 weeks' time on Sunday, the 27th of November.
So
what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up at somebody's place who's got a spare garage, and we're collecting things which can be used for, or which can be reused, repurposed or recycled. Things like batteries, not car batteries, but every other kind, bicycles, bras and swimwear, can you believe it? Children's books, children's clothing and shoes.
Hold on, so you're having a garage sale?
Well, we're calling it a reverse garage sale, because normally at a garage sale, you take your you go there and you come away with stuff. What we want people to do is to turn up with their stuff.
What a brainwave!
To have a sort of really good declutter cleanup. But instead of putting things out on their nature strip where it goes to landfill, we've sourced places which are either going to redistribute them for other people to use.
A reverse garage. You've got, I know you knew Francine Cohen, but you've got Jenny Rosenkrantz in the studio nodding her head vigorously saying, what a great idea. Jenny, that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It does. I think that's a great idea for the community.
People, you're going to advertise a garage sale, but instead of you selling the stuff, we bring the stuff to you.
That's right.
I can get rid of all the junk and just take it to you.
Get rid of our junk.
With anything except for a car battery. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah. There's a whole list of things, and people can find it on our website.
Oh, what's the website?
JECO, J-E-C-O, jeco.org.au.
All right.
And there's a whole list there, and it includes computers and IT equipment in any condition.
So what hours on 3 weeks from today can people drop off their goods?
Between 10 and 2.
And do you want to advertise the address on air?
They can find the address by going to the website.
Okay.
It's all listed there. It's a private home in Ormond.
Oh, so you don't want to announce the address yet.
That's right. And from there, we'll be taking the stuff all over the place to people who are going to recycle it. And but the purpose of it is twofold. First of all, it's to stop landfill on the day, but also from the website, if you download the list of items, it tells you also what we're doing with them, so that after the 27th of November, if you have these things, you say, Dan, I've missed Mitzvah Day, what am I going to do with it? We are showing you where you can take these things, because that's exactly where we're taking them.
Evelyn, what a brainwave of an idea. You're combining mitzvah, sustainability, Jekko's ethics of what your group's all about. People, you're doing a good favour to the people who are getting rid of junk that they don't want, and you're taking that whole idea of reuse and recycle to the literal degree. It's much better than filling it into landfill. Well done, Jekko Committee. Is that your brainwave, Evelyn Flitman?
Oh, yeah, team effort there.
Well done. All right, so just repeat the website again, please.
Jekko, J-E-C-O. .org.au.
Fantastic. Look, Evelyn, it's been incredible to have you on. I'm sorry I couldn't devote a whole hour to you, but do you know what I'd like to do? Into the new year, can we get a few of these Jekko committee members and their brainwaves together? Let's have a whole episode of Abe's Tikkun Olam Hour just talking about sustainability. I think that would be amazing, and how we can make this planet better. Would you consider that for next year, Evelyn?
I will certainly talk it over with my newly elected committee, because we've just had our AGM this evening.
Oh, Mazel Tov. Who's the? Can you announce the chair or the president, whoever it is now?
I'm afraid it's me.
Congratulations, Evelyn. All right, we'll look forward to talking to you. And Mitzvah Day, everybody, is coming up 3 weeks from today, Sunday the 27th of November. And there's a great way. Well, you've got the full support of Jair's, at least this show, Abe's Tikkun Olam Hour. Get behind the Jekko concept, the reverse garage sale. Evelyn Flitman, thank you for coming onto the radio tonight. I really appreciate that.
Thanks,
Abe. See you now. So you're on Abe's Tikkun Olam Hour, and we've only got about 3 minutes to go. So we're back here with Jenny and Francine Cohen and Jenny Rosencrantz